Come to California. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch from Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me this awesome, amazing day. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. God bless you. Thank you so much. Well, really quick, don't forget, you can visit our website, atouchfromabove.org. atouchfromabove.org. Wow. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to come into this sermon. Well, how about just straightforward? Bam! You know, I've been in ministry for a long, long time, and I've kind of watched how so many times you see so many people that trying to change the gospel, and it's almost like a gospel of self. Me, 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 myself, and I. You know, and we really, it's kind of like, you know, you really ever seldom take notice when things change real slowly. And I'm sure maybe you probably heard the old urban legend that if you threw a frog in a boiling pot of water, that frog would immediately jump out of the water. But if you put that frog in a pot of cool water and just gradually, gradually, gradually turn up the fire, that little by little, that heat, do you realize that that frog will stay in that water until it's boiled to death? Well, the gospel in the Western world, we can see, has gradually been changed over the past 50 or more so years. So that what is believed to be the gospel today, not in all places, but in many places, it's no longer the true gospel, but a false gospel, which differs substantially and dramatically from the true gospel. But because the changes have been brought in slowly, gradually, no one seems to have noticed. Well, Paul mostly just refers to the gospel as the gospel, meaning that there is no other gospel, and assuming that his readers understand what the term means. But About 30 times he calls the gospel of Christ. You know, Romans chapter 1, reading in verse 16, he says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12, he says, "If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ." Or sometimes Paul says, the gospel of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. In 1 Thessalonians, I'm giving you my foundation here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "But even after we have suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much affliction." And when you begin to read, in fact, even in the book of Mark, he opens up his gospel with the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's amazing. Mark chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, by calling it the gospel of Christ, the writers of the New Testament, what are they saying? That the gospel is about Jesus Christ. It is founded in and by him. It's not founded by man. It's not founded by anyone else. It is complete in and by him, and Jesus is the subject and the center of the gospel. Nowhere is it this even clearer than in Paul's definition of the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading in verses 1 through 4. "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you that the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received by what? Received that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that what? And that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." You see, this is about Jesus Christ, not about anyone else. You know, yes, we happen to be what? Beneficiaries of his anointing, his atoning work of the cross. We get to be the beneficiaries. Do you realize our place in this beautiful work that Jesus did at the cross? But the only role that we had to play in this great work is that Jesus died for our sins. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. We owed a debt that was far beyond our ability to pay. And Jesus paid a debt that he did not owe. But he who died, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. So how does the modern gospel differ from the gospel of Christ? Well, hold on. It differs in that Christ is no longer the center and the object of the message, but man is. Live your best life. Live your great, you're fantastic, you're wonderful, you're amazing, you're awesome. No, it's no longer the gospel of Christ. It is the gospel of self, and it's another gospel entirely. Just think about how the gospel is normally communicated. Many who preach the modern gospel talk about you. God's plan for you, how much he loves you, how you can be happy, how you can be fulfilled, how he wants to bless you, how he wants to make you rich, how he wants, hello, on and on and on and on. Well, many of these things, yes, they're true. When you enter into that relationship and the benefits that we get through Jesus Christ and his word, every promise in this word is ours. But let me tell you, the emphasis is in the wrong place. They feel the need to sell people on the benefits of salvation so that it becomes a man-centered message. And that's not what we want to do. Right through the book of Acts. You know, when you get a chance, the early church is the book of Acts. If you get a chance, you ought to read the book of Acts for, let's say, every month you read the book of Acts. Why don't you try that just for like 5 months? Read it again and again and again and again. I'm telling you what, you'll see something that's totally different. Right through the book of Acts, we find that they preach Jesus the Christ. That was their message from the very beginning at Pentecost in Acts chapter 22. And at the ending of the last verse in Acts chapter 28, verse 31. Well, some may say, well, that's merely, splitting hairs, and all that matters is that people come to accept Christ. No, 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 no. It's our foundation of faith. There are different gospels that each presents a different Jesus. And we're seeing that today. Paul warned that there would be another gospel and there would be another Jesus. Did you know that? That's in the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, he said, For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Do you understand what's happening today, especially with social media? Do you realize that Facebook, social media, TikTok, and all these places have self-appointed preachers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets? I mean, my goodness, I can't begin to tell you how many different prophets I've run across that said, bless God, you need a word, send me $10, send me $20, I'll send you a word. Are you kidding me? It's another gospel. It's a false prophet. You have all these people that are self-appointed. They've never studied to show themselves approved. They've never been appointed, laid hands on, sent out. No, they've raised themselves up in their pride and in their arrogance. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you like it is. On the surface, this other gospel and Jesus appears very much like the real gospel. It appears very much like the real Jesus. But they're counterfeits. They're empowered by a very different spirit, the spirit of the Antichrist. How do you think that so many people in the last days are going to be fooled and go in there and take the mark of the beast on their hand or on their forehead? Another gospel, another spirit, they're going to go in there without even realizing it. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 says, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. We already are seeing all kinds of Antichrist in the world. You see, the gospel of Christ and the gospel of self has a different message. The object of the first is Jesus Christ, his person, his work, his glory. The object of the second message is all about self. And you can see the Christian bookstores are filled with about you, about me. Oh, yes, wonderful, fantastic, great. No, stop it. You see, that fake gospel, that fake Jesus, that message concentrates on what man can get from God and how everything Christ has done and does revolves around and around and around and around about man. You know, the Bible says the heart of man is deceitfully wicked above all things. Do you realize that we are nothing without Christ? You know, the response to these gospels produce nothing, but, you know, it's a different result. The gospel of Christ is unpopular, and few respond to it, while the gospel of self is so popular, and many flock to it. Jesus warned us. He warned us in Matthew chapter 7, reading in verse 13 through 15. He says, enter by the narrow gate. Let me tell you, every time in San Diego, they have the the gay parade, June gloom month, whatever, gay month or whatever, gay pride month or whatever. Well, our team, we go down there, and we go down there for one purpose, to preach Jesus Christ died, crucified, rose again on the third day, and Jesus came to set the captives free. There are so many that are held captive. Do you know that it's amazing the sinners that are bound have never heard the gospel? They're there, they listen, and they respond. But you know who gives us the hardest time when we're there? Christians. Quote unquote, so-called Christians. They're not really. They have another gospel. They have another Jesus. They come up and they say, "You're judging." We're not even judging. We have so many people that have been set free from homosexuality that they stand up and they give their testimony. And I'm telling you, it's so bizarre. It's that demonic spirit of the Antichrist that comes up to us and says, "What are you doing?" They scream, they holler, they try to distract, they scream, they try to get in front of our speaker. I'm telling you, it's like crazy. You can see one of our videos that I had on Facebook. Oh my goodness, I took us live. People couldn't believe it. Well, Jesus told you and I in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, he says, "Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are few who find it." See, you have to be amongst the few. And then he goes right around. This is Jesus speaking in verse 15 of Matthew chapter 7. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Jesus warned us from the very beginning that there would be another gospel, there would be another Jesus. They are also, you know what they also produce? Very different attitudes in their followers. You know what I mean by that? Those who obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, they worship him, and their lives and their doctrine revolve around Jesus. They are Christ-centered. Those who choose the gospel of self worship themselves, live for themselves, and everything revolves around them. They are massively self-centered. You see, not only do these messages produce very different followers, but they produce an entire congregations that are either self-centered or Christ-centered, one or the other. There are so many churches. When we went down to the gay parade and we were going to preach there, I could not believe how many floats we saw of different churches. Do you realize? I think we counted 28. 28 different churches in San Diego. And they had a float that says, "We are spirit-filled. We love Jesus." They had a cross on their floats. "We marry you. We don't judge you." And they had two men hugging each other, or two women hugging each other in their wedding gowns or whatever. And I thought, what a mockery. What a mockery of the cross. You see, that's a self-centered, self-exalting gospel. That's a different gospel. That's a different Jesus. You see, you have to understand something. These differences are more than you can even imagine. The true gospel produces repentance and faith in Christ alone. The gospel of self produces arrogance and self-righteousness. The gospel of Christ leads to eternal life, while the gospel of self leads to eternal damnation. For those that are in those floats and those ministers, they're standing up there with their Bibles and their collars, you know, and they're saying, "We will marry you. You're more than welcome to come to our church." You know, they don't preach against sin. They say sodomy is okay. They say lesbian is all right. No, it's not. I love you with all my heart, but I'm going to talk to you straight. Jesus, he sent his two angels into Sodom and Gomorrah, and he told Lot, he said, "Get up out of this place before God destroys it." And you know what? You've got to come up out of that lifestyle. You see, the gospel of Christ leads to eternal life, while the gospel of self leads to damnation. And those who have been attracted by the gospel of self, they're not saved. They're not saved. I'm sorry. They have put their trust in a false message and a false savior. Don't get mad at me now. Don't you dare change this station. Nowhere are these two gospels more clearly illustrated than in the ministry of Jesus. You know, the Jews preached a Messiah who would fulfill their political, economic, and their egocentric goals. Do you know that? Their message was one of self and ultimate, no different to the message so popular today. Do you think Jesus didn't have to fight with that demonic self-exaltation religion? They had no time for suffering. They had no time for servanthood. No. Everybody had to dance to their tune. They had formed a gospel that had nothing to do with God, nothing to do with his purpose, that had everything to do with their gods, their plans, their goals, their ambitions. Can I tell you, in the process, listen, Jesus was crucified. He rose again on the third day. And God, let me tell you something, he's coming back again, church, and he's coming for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. He's coming for his church. He's coming for a godly church that believe in him. Acts chapter 2, verse 23, it says, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, you have crucified and put him to death. Peter and Stephen spoke a powerful preaching. You know what people wanted from Jesus 2,000 years ago is exactly what they want from him today. They want happiness, they want health, they want material things, they want problem solving, ego boasting, political. No, stop. Jesus, when he refused to give him those things and rather offered them the cross, eternal life, beyond the cross, they crucified him. They put him on a cross and chose Caesar as their king. John chapter 19, verse 15 says, and then they cried out, away with this Jesus, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king? And the chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Do you understand what's happening today? Modern Christianity has not, no, they have not crucified him, but they quietly ushered him out the back door of the churches. They've locked him out, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And they crowned self as their king. Read it, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, when you get a chance. What does he say? Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and I will dine with him and he with me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, all things were created through him and for him, and he is above all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. Today, because we are preaching, Jesus Christ lives. Oh, listen. Lives are being saved, and the course of the devil is just a bit upset. You know what? I don't care. I've been preaching for 43 years. This gospel is a two-edged sword. People get mad at this gospel when it's preached in its entirety. But oh, to the sinner that gets saved, it's hope, freedom, and redemption. When he breaks the chains, like Jesus said, he came to set the captives free. You're listening to my program today. You've allowed yourself to step into that self-church, and you're going, wait a minute, how come nothing's working out? It's not working out because you're in a self-made, self-man-made, self-exalting church. You need to get out of there, run to the altar, run to the cross, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to help you, and get into a Bible-believing, straight-preaching, double-edged sword-piercing church that's going to take that cancer and that sin out of your heart and out of your mind. Jesus is our hope and our answer. Christ died, rose again on the third day, sitteth at the right hand of God the Father, and one day he's coming back, and he's going to take his bride, the church, one that is without spot or wrinkle, and we will meet him in the air, and we will forever be with our Jesus, and then judgment's going to come. You don't want to be left behind. Jesus, oh my goodness, come to him right now. Say, Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I'm so sorry, Father. I've walked away. I've been so foolish. I haven't read your word. I just believe what everybody else tells me. Jesus, please forgive me. Be my Savior. Amen. You said that prayer? I want to encourage you. get up and come to church. Get off your duff. Come to church. Church Alive is worth the drive. Come on up to the prayer mountain. Touch from Above, every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We have a church service. Come on up. Jesus loves you, and you are important to Him. Get the Word of God and change. Amen? Amen. We're a listener-supported program. Thank you for your support. You can give right online at touchfromabove.org. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful, His word is living, His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Listen carefully to me. Blessed are those who keep my way.
Come to California. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.